Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey girl, if you are near Racine, Wisconsin, listen up. Ambitious Vibes Candle Co. is having a grand opening party on Friday, March 1st from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, Ambitious Vibes Candle Co. now has their own boutique. Annalisa Garcia, who is the founder of these amazing empowerment candles. I mean, they are handmade. They're luxury candles. She's also expanded to coffee mugs and clothing. Let me tell you, girl, there's something so special about her candles that just light up your day, whether you are just cleaning or just want some time to journal. These candles will truly empower your time and your day. But she's having raffles. She's also going to have Miss Wisconsin come out so you can meet her, take a pic with her, talk to her. Maybe you'll find some inspiration on learning about her journey. But there's going to be a lot going on. She is going to, again, be giving away prizes. And it's going to be such a great time to, you know, hang out with your amigas, make it a girls' night out. So let me give you the info, the 411. It is Friday, March 1st from 4 to 8 p.m. Midwest Market, 2210 Rapids Drive, Racine, Wisconsin, 53404. If you want more information directly from Annalisa, you can reach out to her on Instagram at Ambitious Vibes Candle Co. Listen, amiga, this is going to be an amazing time. You don't want to miss out. Even if you're like an hour away, I would encourage you to take a drive out there. It's such a great way to actually meet a woman who, I mean, if you know her story, she's been on the podcast and she's just one of my dear friends. She has such a powerful story of overcoming struggles and doing some amazing things. So again, please go join my friend Annalisa at the grand opening party in Racine, Wisconsin. It's going to be an amazing time, and I promise you, you will not regret it. Her candles have actually been featured in Vanity Fair, Glamour, and House and Garden magazine. And girl, they are some very beautiful candles. If you want to have something that's actually special, right? Something handmade, a luxury product. I promise you that these are a great gift for your amigas. Mother's Day is coming. I'm just saying. But again, if you want more info directly from Annalisa, you can reach out to her at Ambitious Vibes Candle Co. All right, amiga. God bless. Hey, amiga. Welcome to the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this. Amiga, welcome to this week's episode of The Fearless Mujer.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this beautiful community of amazing mujeres who really overcome life's challenges. That's why you're here, because I know that you've been through a lot and that you have learned to overcome a lot. And I think that we don't give ourselves enough credit. We don't celebrate ourselves enough for the things that we've overcame, right? And so I just want to dedicate this episode to you because I want you to know that no matter what you've gone through, it does not define who you are. No matter what you're going through right now, it doesn't define who you are. Listen, if you are new to the podcast, I'm Micaela. I am a Latina life and podcast coach. Why do I say Latina life coach? Why not just life coach, right? Because I work specifically with Latinas. That is where God has called me. Those are the women that I speak to. It is my secret sauce, right? I get our culture, I get our community, and I can speak to that. A lot of us have gone through things that have really hurt us, dysfunction and broken homes and just trauma and right things that sometimes we don't want to talk about. But what I've learned professionally and personally is that when we talk about those things, we're able to heal, we're able to have different dialogues, right? And that's why it's important to sit with the women who are healing. It's important to sit with the women who can say, yeah, I have been toxic, or I had to unlearn that, or I made that mistake. Because when you sit with those kind of women, the conversations are different. So today's episode, we're going to talk about really loving life and loving who you are despite the obstacles. Because here's the thing, we are always going to have an obstacle. Our life is a journey and it's not always rainbows and sunshine. This life that we live, though it is beautiful, it can be messy and dark sometimes. Now, if you are new here, this is season 7 of the podcast. I've been here. I've been doing this for a minute. Okay. I've been podcasting for 4 years. I started with a whole different podcast and then I just had this God inspiration on my way to therapy one night. I tell the story a little on my website, fearlessmujer.com. And I just knew that I was supposed to speak to my Latina sisters, right? Because that's how I look at women. I look at women like they are God's daughter. God created them. Okay. Whether you have a relationship with God or whatever your view is, you are here for a reason and a purpose, and you were designed so specific and unique in your own way. And I look at every woman like that's God's daughter. And because of my profession and my gifts, right, I can tell like that woman has healed, that woman is healing, that woman needs healing, right? And does that mean that I vibe with everyone? No. I'm for sure that some people do not like me or care for me. Probably my approach of just saying what I need to say. And it's quite okay, right? Like I'm all right with that. Not everybody has to like me. I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I know I'm, you know, for the people of faith, I'm not, you know, all like in, I don't fit in the box, in the shiny church box. And for the other people, right, that aren't the church people, I'm a little bit religious. So it's like I'm in between, right? And to me, I don't consider myself a religious person. I just love God. I love Jesus because I know what he did, right? I know what he did in my life. I was suicidal. That's my testimony. And I was pretty messed up, right? I was empty inside. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. And it wasn't until I understood that Jesus really loved me, that he died for me, that he could forgive all the messed up things that I did and I could start over. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that all the things I did went away, right? Like everything I did, it happened, right? I can't possibly erase those things. But there's an understanding that I was telling one of my clients yesterday. There's an understanding when you know who you are in God, when you understand your identity in him, there is this freedom to be who you are. And so that is what I hold on to, that my identity is in who God says that I am and not what other people say that I am. And it's fine, right? So you have to understand that life isn't pretty. People know your past. You have to accept this. If you are struggling with the fear of what people are going to say, if you're struggling with, oh, you know, they know what I did way back when, then part of the issue here is not the people. It's that you have not accepted what you've done. And this might sound harsh, but I don't know how else to put it. Welcome to this podcast where we don't sugarcoat, right? And that is the thing, that you have to accept and acknowledge your past, because it's not like, yes, it's in the past, but it's not like you can go back and erase it. Okay. It's not like back in the day, remember when you could burn over a CD? If you're younger and you don't know what I'm talking about, go to YouTube or Google it. But you know, you could burn over the CD and put some songs on there, right? We can't do that. We don't, there's no ability to do that. And if you could, I'm pretty sure the government might want to talk to you. But listen, I just want you to know that when you acknowledge the past, when you acknowledge what you did, when you acknowledge who you were, you can then begin to level up and begin your transformational journey. What does that mean? You're always evolving. You're always becoming a new and better version of who you used to be. And this is why a lot of times you're in this season of all these beautiful things happening to you and you're just like overwhelmed. You're like, no, I don't see it. Or people are telling you that, you know, you are gifted and you're amazing and they're coming to you for help. And you're like, I don't know what's happening. You're not seeing yourself as who you are because you're still holding on to who you used to be. And I'm just being real here, okay? Take this as a coaching episode, okay? Because I want you to understand that before you can fully embrace your life and love it, which this is the book I'm currently writing. I'm writing my second book. I can't believe it. One of the things I learned is that once you announce it, girl, you have to hold yourself accountable and see it to completion. So, letting you know, girl, I'm writing another book. And this is what it's about. Because I don't think we love our life enough when we are going through stuff. When we're going through life's BS, we don't love our life enough. We don't love ourselves enough. We're so caught up in what's happening that we allow that to become our identity and it overwhelms us and we're not even fully present. I'm just saying professionally and from experience. Because look, we're all going through stuff. One of the biggest issues is social media. I'll just say it, okay? I'll just say it. One of the biggest issues is social media, because social media, it's not used as a tool. A lot of times people use it to hype their life up. If you go to social media, every person is their own character. It's like a little movie. Everyone's their own main character in the social media page, right? Now, if you're using social media for marketing and things like that, obviously you have to make your brand or whatever it is that you're marketing the main character. But that is what people do on social media. So now check this out. Here's what I want to talk about. And you might need to take notes for this. This is a free coaching episode, okay? You might need to take notes for sure. I want you to understand something about your brain. Your brain is powerful. It is so powerful. It is the reason why your brain has these triggers. When it smells something, hears something, sees someone familiar, it will remind you of something from a long time ago, something that you had hidden in your subconscious. And what your brain does is it will think, oh, this is real. This is happening today. And it cannot even distinguish what is real and what is not. But here's the issue, that a lot of times people don't understand that you are the one in control of your brain. See, we have not been taught to hold our thoughts accountable. There's not enough of this going on, of these conversations. No one taught us to hold our thoughts accountable. So our brain is spinning with thoughts, constant thoughts, constant thinking. It's doing what it is designed to do. I think if the stats have changed, correct me if I'm wrong, but I wrote this in my book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. You can find it on Amazon. It basically 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. The average human has that amount. And here's what happens. You cannot possibly write down every single thought or even remember every single thought. So what happens when you have a thought and you start to entertain it? Based on a thought, you create a narrative. And your brain is created to want information. It wants information. It's the reason why if I'm this way, I'll just speak for myself. If there's something that I want to know or a question that I have or something that I'm like, huh, why did that happen? And I'm like, I need to know what happened. I start researching. I'm the best researcher. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll stop because I want to research. Even if I'm watching a movie, which sounds dumb, right? Because it's not a big deal, but I want the information. My brain needs information. Information is food for your brain. So your brain is designed to want information. So the minute you give it the minute you have a thought, right? A negative thought, let's just say. The minute you have a negative thought, now your brain wants information based on that negative thought. And because you entertained it, you gave it value. So now you have to begin to dig for that information. And guess what? Your brain wants to be right. So you're going to go find all the information until you find the answer, basically, until you give your brain what it wants. You see, it wants and it craves and it wants. It wants to be stimulated. This is why women are so good at finding out when they get cheated on, because your brain wants the information to the answer you already know. Other episode, we'll talk about that on another episode. I'm just saying, perfect example. Okay, so if you're struggling with negative thoughts, you are not going to level up that way. You are not going to step into your next version. Like I tell my clients, right? Put your name, fill in the blank, 2.0, right? Like if I was going to say Micaela 2.0, I've told my clients, by the time we're done coaching, you're going to be so-and-so 2.0. But listen, amiga, there has to be a moment where you begin to understand your thinking pattern. Because if you don't, you are not going to love the life you're living. Okay, we're constantly going through things. And I don't know about you, but I'll be very vulnerable and real with you right now. When I am going through something, there's always that one thing in my life that it's like my kryptonite, okay? And when I am going through something, it debilitates me sometimes. It makes me feel defeated. If I think about it too much, if I get too caught up into it, it can debilitate me, but I'm aware of my thinking patterns. I'm aware of what my brain can do. So I begin to turn around the narrative that it tries to tell me that I'm unworthy, that I'm not good enough, right? Because from a thought, you create a narrative. And if you don't know what a narrative is, it's just a story. So if you have a negative thought that you're entertaining, you've now created a negative story behind that. And there may be no valid information to even confirm what you're thinking, the story. Okay. We are people who love stories, especially as Latinas, because we watched Marimar and Mariela del Barrio with our grandmas, right? I'm just saying. So you have to understand that if you want different and you want to love the life you're living, you have to begin to think differently. That is your secret weapon. That is your superpower. It is your brain. It is your thought process. I'm telling you, this is why a lot of you start things and you don't finish. And this is scary, you guys, to talk about I'm having negative thoughts, to talk about I have negative self-talk, to be real with yourself in that way. But that is the first step. And until you do not learn how to stop those crazy thinking patterns, guess what? Guess what's going to happen? You're not going to level up. You're not going to accomplish the beautiful dreams that you have. You're not going to love the life that you're living. We're all going to always go through something. Okay? Always. It's what it is. We live in a fallen, broken world, and we're always going to be going through something. So you have to be ready and you have to be prepared. And one of those ways is understanding your thought process. So Here's the thing. You have to learn to train yourself, because this is why a lot of times we end up in a place where life has overwhelmed us to the point that we are debilitated, right? That's why I said, like, if I think about an issue too much, if I think about a problem I'm having too much, it's going to debilitate me. But I already have a strategy. I understand my thought process. Becoming a life coach actually helped me heal. Becoming a life coach actually helped me understand myself better. Working with women helped me understand myself better. It's the reason why I don't need to post every single thing about my clients on social media. I don't need the validation. I know what's going on. They know what's going on. I'm not that kind of coach. Okay, I celebrate my clients when we're done. I love to cheer them on, and I love it when I see them complete their coaching, and I will share it on social media. But other than that, I am very, very guarded with the women that I work with, because I know that God specifically sent them my way. I know that there was something about my message that resonated with them. And I don't take it lightly when a woman says, hey, I would like you to coach me. I'm like, cool. We are about to be partners and we're going to do this. I promise you that every woman that's done working with me, they just leave so refreshed. They glow. And I'm not at all trying to be arrogant. They glow and they have this big belief in themselves. And guess what? It was nothing special that I did. It was just me being there, helping them connect the dots, helping them see, like, girl, you already got everything you need to do this. I magnify their gifts. I magnify what they're already doing, their strategy that they already have. One of my clients, she has this thinking that I'll figure it out. She really is all about I'll figure it out. I'm like, girl, that is your strategy. That is how you have accomplished things, right? The resiliency to say, I will figure it out. So what does coaching do? And why am I talking about this? Because it is such a beautiful way to understand who you are. Okay. Now, I mentioned that because when you want to level up, you have to allow people in. Okay. You have to allow people in so you can become more self-aware, so you can acknowledge the things that you have not acknowledged and actually become who you aspire to be. Because here's the thing. The person that wants to accomplish those big, beautiful dreams, or even for the sake of what we're talking about right now, the person who desires and aspires to love the life she's living, there is a way that she has her view on life, her perspective, her thoughts, the way she's seeing things. And that comes from the thoughts, from the thinking. And again, just going back to, like, we're always going to go through something. You can't stop just because of what you're going through. And it's hard, right? Like, let's be real. Motherhood is hard. Being in a relationship is hard. Being in a marriage is hard. Being at a job that you're unhappy with is hard. All the things that life throws our way. Adulting is hard. But you can't pause and freeze and be paralyzed and debilitated just because of everything going on around you, because there is still so much goodness in your life. But the minute that we turn our eyes to look at all the negative, we magnify it. Our brain wants more information about the negative, and we reinforce all the negative rather than saying, hey, what's the good in this? Let me magnify that. How do I see this? How do I reframe this negative thought and perspective that I have? You want to love your life? Change your perspective. You want to have the ability to love yourself through all of life's BS? Change your perspective. You want to have the ability to stop some of the patterns that you have? And I'm not saying this as, like, I have it all figured out person. Girl, no. I have things that I deal with also, things that I'm overcoming from still and things that I'm healing from. I'm not here as someone who's like, I got it all figured out. Just because I've accomplished quite a few things, I don't have it all figured out. And I never come to you as a voice of, I got it all figured out. Do what I say. No, girl. I come to you as a voice of reason. As maybe the big sister you never had. I come to you as someone who makes a space for you to feel safe, to be seen, to be heard, and to know that, hey, whatever you've gone through, that doesn't define you. Whatever dreams you had, you can still accomplish those. I'm that person. I'm the person who's going to say, how do you get to where you want to go? And what do you need to do? All right, let me help you with this. Because I'm really good at that. Right? Like, you want to have a podcast? Awesome. Let's do it. You have a story to write? Perfect. Let's do that. You want to coach other people? Awesome. Let's do that. You're struggling with your confidence? Cool. Let's work on that. That's who I am. But while I am that person, it takes work on your part in order to accomplish that. So listen, amiga, I just want you to know that you can accomplish and you're capable of accomplishing those big dreams. I want you to know that you are capable of navigating life even when it doesn't feel good. But in order to do that, you have to have a strategy of how you view yourself, of knowing that you can navigate life even though there is a lot of BS happening in your life. It doesn't define you, because our worth starts to get attacked. So I just want you to know that, hey, I am here for you. I hope this episode blessed you and encouraged you. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, about loving the life you're living, even though you're going through stuff. I have 6 weeks of coaching. It's introductory coaching, mindset coaching, just doing deep inner work, whatever goals you may have, we can work on that. And there is a 40% off scholarship for that. So if you want to know more information on one-on-one coaching, this is a great way to get your feet wet. I would love to chat with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. And I would love to just get to know you a little bit more and see how I could best support you. Do me a favor, share this episode with your amigas. Like I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. God bless you. Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga, God bless.